A senior Afghan official says President Hamid Karzai has rejected a provision of a security pact with the United States just days before the country's elders gather to debate it. Media outlets have quoted the official as saying that Karzai has rejected the enter and search provision. The question of whether foreign troops will be allowed to search Afghan homes after their combat mission ends next year has long been a sticking point of the Kabul-Washington deal. The final draft will be discussed by the Luya Jirga in an assembly of elders later this week. Now, Karzai has already announced that if the Luya Jirga does not approve the deal, it will not be signed. Last month, the United States and Afghanistan hammered out a draft deal that allows thousands of U.S. troops to stay in the country beyond 2014. Joining us now is Leah Bolger from Washington. She's the former president of Veterans for Peace. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, what do you make of this recent move by Karzai? Do you think he has taken this step in order to ensure that this security pact is really adopted by the Luya Jirga?
Well, I can't speak for what his motivation might be, but it seems to me that it is in his favor to have American troops there and to have American money coming in and going directly to him. And, you know, I think he needs to really think about what is in the best interest of his country, and that would be to get American troops out of there.
Indeed. Speaking of which, looking at the legacy of the U.S. troops, violence is still rife in Afghanistan. People do not feel safe, and they blame the presence of U.S. troops for a lot of civilian casualties on the ground. Why should this security pact be adopted by Afghanistan?
Well, I have no reason to support the security pact at all. I don't think it should be supported. And the bottom line is that the United States should never have attacked Afghanistan in the first place. There should be zero American troops in Afghanistan. There never should have been troops there. We never should have done any bombing or killing of the Afghan people, who are not our enemy and if not responsible for any wrongdoing against the United States. So I can't understand why Hamid Karzai would want to have American troops stay in the country, except that it might be for money, monetary reasons. But the American war on Afghanistan is the longest war in American history, and it's been going on now for 12 years. And there's no reason why it should have started in the first place. So it, you know, it's absolutely imperative that we leave the country and start repairing, making reparations to the Afghan people who we have so greatly harmed.
Right. Now, what do you think, as you've just outlined how this has been the longest war in American history, and how it is the U.S. average voter which has paid for this war, so to speak, with their taxpayer money? What has the U.S. gained looking back in over a decade of war?
Well, shamefully, the U.S. has gained nothing. The American people have gained nothing. The people who have gained in this war is what we call the military-industrial complex, the defense contractors, the makers of the weapons, who have made a lot of money on this war, and they want to see it continue. But we have spent over a trillion dollars on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And neither of those wars should have happened. And, you know, $1 trillion, the 25% of American children go hungry. They live under the poverty line. We have homeless people. We have people who can't afford education or clothing and health care. So to my mind, it is shameful what is being done with our tax dollars that have hurt people. And that money could have been used to help the American people, to help foreign people, to help the people in Afghanistan. But instead it's been used to kill them and harm them. And it's a travesty.
Right now, even though there are still a lot many sticking points between the Afghan government and the United States with regards to this pact, how do you see If approved, this the presence of U.S. forces playing out on Afghan soil, do you see the continuation of the same policies like night raids, which have killed civilians, drone attacks, this enter and search provision?
Well, you know, I think part of the provisions that the Americans want is that the American soldiers will not be prosecuted for infractions like, you know, killing civilians or other war crimes. And so, in my mind, Afghanistan should stand up and say, no, we're not going to excuse crimes against people, against civilians. And this is just more of the same. The American soldiers are not going to change their tactics. We're killing thousands of people, innocent people, civilians and children and women, in illegal and immoral drone attacks. Our country doesn't even keep track of the number of civilians we've killed, and this is a shameful, shameful thing. So, no, I can't expect that the United States is going to change its tactics any. They are reprehensible, and Afghanistan people should be fighting against our policies at every possibility.
All right. That was the former president of Veterans for Peace, Leah Bulger. They are joining us from studios in Washington. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.